Nikki Robotham is a COO and has been a leader in financial services for over the past 20 years. As founder of Inspired Change, she brings a wealth of experience in building businesses, growing teams, and coaching leaders. Through this and her own journey, she specializes in helping guide female leaders to transition into a new enlightened path. She joins us now, author, chief operating officer, and founder of Inspired Change, Nikki Robotham. Good morning, Nikki. Thanks for making time for us.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So how and why did the transition or the addition from the financial space to using your knowledge to assist other women in leadership and their own journeys, how did that come about?
I think what I realized is that I wasn't alone in my struggles, whether it be with stress or really starting to learn to trust myself more. I realized that so many women, whether it be in the corporate environment or whatever sphere they're showing up in life in, that so many people are struggling with the stories that we tell ourselves in life, whether it's trusting ourselves, our self-worth, how we manage stress, how we show up in a more masculine energy. And so I really felt called to be able to serve wider and to share these stories to help other women, particularly, find this path sooner.
So tell us about Inspired Change.
Inspired Change was born in 2018. I've always been a lover of journals and writing. I find that automatic writing process just really is very cathartic. It helps me process so much that's going on. But I realize so many people struggle when they're dealing with a blank journal. I mean, where do you start? And a lot of people get stuck there and then give up. And so this was really around, how do I help people with a balance of structure and space so that they can be guided through a journaling practice but still have room to make it their own? And it's really a collection of journals and tools to help people live a more intentional life, whether it be focusing on gratitude, being more productive as opposed to just busy. And then I love my latest journal, the Intentional Life Journal, which really helps us, you know, introspect and look at how do we be more, not just do more. Because I think we have to create that awareness to become more conscious within our lives. And Inspired Change for me is one of the perfect ways to do that.
Absolutely. And we need that as entrepreneurs. And as you are a living example of that, you know, being in the financial space to what you're doing now, I think sometimes we want to separate the two and be so serious on the one space, and then we forget about our personal growth. But that is all encompassing.
Absolutely.
How would you describe a trained human design guide, which is something you identify as?
So there's so many tools out there that help support us, whether they be reflecting on, you know, the conscious sides of ourselves and the unconscious sides of ourselves. But what I really love about human design as a practice is it's really a synthesis of ancient wisdom and modern science. And it really helps, you know, provide guidance towards our highest potential, both on the unconscious and the conscious side, to help us really live as a full expression of our highest potential. For me, what the magic in that, and hence I trained as a guide, also just to work through it for myself, I love to understand things in detail, is it really helps to elevate those unconscious elements within our life and our life path so we can actually start to understand where we've been conditioned, not where we're showing up out of all of those expectations and those shoulds in our lives, but where we're really starting to work with the more unconscious sides that have come through as well. Because I often find most tools today really work with us in that conditioned, conscious space where we show up as we think we should be. And I think for me, what's liberating about human design is it gives us that space to step out of that.
Awesome. So you share stories and insights through writing. And first it was the 7 steps to finding flow, flip the script on stress. And that was in 2021. Now you've recently launched Embrace Your Elegant Power, Your Path to Success Through Ease. What forms part of your writing routine? Just take us through, I don't know, mind preparation when you're about to put some words down as your day begins.
So I think to your point, preparation is key. It's everything. And for me, it's around really getting intentional up front around, you know, what is the writing about? How do you want it to serve? And how do you want it to feel when someone is reading that writing? And I spend a lot of time collecting my thoughts, creating an outline for the book. Through all of my research and the work that I do. And for me, then when it comes down and you create a space that serves you, because everyone knows the kind of spaces that really help them flow when it comes to writing. For me, the words do just flow within the sort of what I'm going to call the structure of the chapter. So for me, sitting down and thinking that you can just start writing, for me, I'd be sitting there still staring at a blank page. Mm. So for me, it's that preparation up front. What is this about? How are we going to serve people through this? Or what's the process that I want to go through during this writing? So it really does boil a lot down to that preparation and teaching.
Yeah, absolutely. So how would you describe one's elegant power, what your latest book looks at?
So I actually, funny enough, wrote a definition in the book, and it's a bit long to read here, because I knew this was going to be something that a lot of people ask me. But for me, at the crux of elegant power, is really about stepping into our inner knowing, starting to trust ourselves and our own innate intuitive gifts. For too long, I think we've forgotten our self-worth. And sometimes we claim it, but we claim it from a place of smallness. Like, I think I'm worthy. But again, that doesn't show up in that full body yes of like, I'm worthy of this and I've got something to bring to the table. And it's how we then start to step away or unshackle from the shoulds, as I call it. Those societal expectations, whether they're things we've taken on for ourselves or someone else has bought in for us, as we actually then allow life to happen for us. Using those gifts, using our knowing, and really sort of embracing our self-worth. We can't force or control, but we really can step up into our own natural life and embrace that. Because for me, that's when life starts to flow and really we start to believe that what we have to offer for ourselves and for everyone else is truly worthy.
Absolutely. So we need your copies of your book. We definitely do. So where can listeners get those books and then also connect with you on the socials?
Absolutely. You can get signed copies on my website, which is nickirowbotham.com. It's also available in all good bookstores in South Africa. It's on Amazon. It's available on Kindle. And it's been being released on various audio bookstores. I think Audible is still coming in the next few weeks, but it's on Google Play Store, etc., and a whole host of others. So, yeah, I'd really encourage people to grab a copy and start their journey to finding their own elegant power and embracing it.
Very important. And on the socials?
And that's all on Instagram at Nikki Rowbotham.
Thanks again for joining us, Nikki. We appreciate your time.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Nikki Rowbotham is author, COO, and founder of Inspired Change, joining us here on Change Your Game.